California officials react to Biden exiting race, endorsing VP Harris. Following President Joe Biden's surprise announcement July 21 that he won't seek re-election, and his subsequent endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris for the Democratic Party nomination, California politicians are reacting by thanking the sitting president for his service. After acting as a campaign surrogate for President Biden this year, Governor Gavin Newsom responded to the news by championing the president's leadership. "President Biden has been an extraordinary, history-making president, a leader who has fought hard for working people and delivered astonishing results for all Americans," Mr. Newsom said in a July 21 post on X. "He will go down in history as one of the most impactful and selfless presidents." The Democrat governor, who has long been rumored to be a potential replacement for President Biden in the event of a change to the ticket, initially didn't touch upon President Biden's endorsement. A few hours later, he threw his support behind Ms. Harris in a follow-up post on X, describing the vice president as tough, fearless, and tenacious. "With our democracy at stake and our future on the line, no one is better to prosecute the case against former President Donald Trump than Ms. Harris," Mr. Newsom wrote. Shortly after President Biden endorsed her, Ms. Harris, a California politician who previously served as San Francisco District Attorney and the state's Attorney General before she was elected to the U.S. Senate, issued a statement on X saying she is honored. "My intention is to earn and win this nomination," Ms. Harris wrote. "Over the past year, I have traveled across the country, talking with Americans about the clear choice in this momentous election. And that is what I will continue to do in the days and weeks ahead." In a later post, she said she will do everything in my power to unite the Democratic Party and unite our nation to defeat Donald Trump. While many Democratic Party members are endorsing Ms. Harris for the role, the nomination process is not yet secured. It remains to be seen if other potential candidates will throw their hat in the ring. The Democratic National Convention is scheduled for August 19 to 22 in Chicago, where the nominee is expected to be formalized. Former House Speaker and current Representative Nancy Pelosi expressed love and gratitude for the president. "President Joe Biden is a patriotic American who has always put our country first," she said in a July 21 post on X. "His legacy of vision, values, and leadership make him one of the most consequential presidents in American history." Although Ms. Pelosi didn't offer any endorsements in her initial statement on Sunday, she issued a statement offering support for Ms. Harris the next day. "Officially, I have seen Kamala Harris's strength and courage as a champion for working families, notably fighting for a woman's right to choose," Ms. Pelosi said. "Personally, I have known Kamala Harris for decades as rooted in strong values, faith, and a commitment to public service. Politically, make no mistake, Kamala Harris as a woman in politics is brilliantly astute, and I have full confidence that she will lead us to victory in November." A congressman who issued statements to multiple media outlets last week calling for President Biden to step aside out of fear that concerns over his age and fitness could negatively impact the Democratic Party's position in the race commended the president. "President Joe Biden will leave office with a legacy unlike any other modern president," Representative Adam Schiff said in a statement posted on X. "He has accomplished more in one term than most presidents do in two, and he will go down in history as one of the greatest presidents of our time." He also offered his full endorsement for the vice president. "Now it's time for all of us to unite behind Vice President Harris," Mr. Schiff said. "I worked with her when she was our attorney general, senator, and vice president, and I can't wait to work with her as president." U.S. Senator Alex Padilla thanked the president for delivering transformational bipartisan victories and restoring America's leadership on the world stage. "Today, President Biden put our country first, as he has done throughout his public service career," Mr. Padilla posted on X. In another post, the senator endorsed Ms. Harris for the open position at the top of the ticket. "From California to the White House, Vice President Harris has always led with courage and conviction," Mr. Padilla said. "She has defended our fundamental freedoms and worked to uplift all Americans. appointed by Mr. Newsom last year to fill the seat vacated by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, Senator LaFonza Butler recognized the president for his decision. "Our nation owes President Biden a debt of gratitude for his service and patriotism, especially in making such a difficult decision," Ms. Butler said in a statement posted on X. "Thanks to his leadership, the American people have witnessed historic investments in education, infrastructure, and so much more." She called on Democrats to rally behind Ms. Harris to protect the administration's agenda. "The threat to all that progress remains, and we must now do everything we can to ensure Vice President Harris succeeds," Ms. Butler said. "There is no one better prepared for this challenge." Representative Maxine Waters said she is one of President Biden's greatest supporters and gave the vice president her full support. "I was willing to stay with you through the Democratic Party nomination," Ms. Waters said. "However, you have decided to step down. You are a kind and decent man who is willing to make a sacrifice for what you believe is for the good of the country." One state lawmaker said the president has implemented generational change and overseen a stock market boom. "President Joe Biden has led our nation with incredible skill, heart, and determination," Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire, a Democrat, said in a July 21 X post. "America is back as a beacon of hope for the rest of the world. California is deeply grateful for his tireless dedication to this nation we all love to call home." His counterpart in the state assembly agreed, while thanking President Biden. "Has my deepest gratitude for his selfless leadership and the incredible progress he's made for America," Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas said in an X post. In a separate post, Mr. Rivas expressed his support for the vice president to become the party's new candidate for president. "I'm proud to join to endorse for the Democratic nomination," Mr. Rivas said. "Her fearless leadership is what America needs now to accomplish the great task ahead, beating and preserving our democracy." The Republican leader in the state assembly said he is concerned about the process as 14 million voters chose President Biden as their candidate during the primary. "It's undemocratic that they didn't let voters decide," Assemblyman James Gallagher posted July 21 on X. "Won't matter. Their record is terrible. Americans have had enough of open borders and record inflation." Local leaders' reactions. Daryl Steinberg, mayor of Sacramento, California's capital city, said the decision reflects President Biden's character. "True greatness and courage rare," he said in a post on X after news about the president's decision broke. "It occurs only when a visionary leader puts a country, a world, and hundreds of millions of people ahead of his or her own rightful feelings of pride and accomplishment." He said the president's 4 years of historic achievements can now be protected. "His selfless decision today gives the country an even better chance of securing these accomplishments and helping our nation move forward with strength and pride," Mr. Steinberg said. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, formerly a congresswoman before taking the mayoral office in 2022, also endorsed Ms. Harris shortly after President Biden's endorsement. "Vice President Harris leads with strength, courage, and compassion. She has been an invaluable ally in our work to improve LA's economy, safety, and infrastructure, and in our work to house Angelenos," Ms. Bass said. The Los Angeles County Republican Party responded to the news by harshly criticizing the Democratic Party on X, saying it doesn't matter who the nominee is. San Francisco Mayor London Breed hailed President Biden as a transformative leader for our country. "He has supported cities like ours with unprecedented investments in infrastructure, climate change solutions, public safety, and more, and the United States of America is far better off today than it was when he took office," Ms. Breed wrote on X. Calling Ms. Harris her friend, Ms. Breed said she has the experience, the strength, the judgment, and the integrity to defeat Donald Trump and serve as our next president.